welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. If you've got questions or you want to find out about something, email me, david@fmr.co.za, and of course the podcast at fmr.co.za. So this week, a Hyundai Atos, the dinky car category. I don't think it's officially called the dinky car category, but small cars, subcompacts, compacts. And I have to say, the car is surprising. It's cheap. Well done. It doesn't feel like a subcompact when you're driving it. You know, relative to others in this class, the ergonomics might not be fancy with the plastics, but the touch points are good. Hyundai has pulled off something very interesting here. While keeping cheap materials, the bits that you touch feel a little more elegant. Yeah, there are a couple of shiny plastics here and there, but it's just done right. It's actually a lesson to other people in the subcompact and the cheaper car category. Pay attention to the things that people use, the touch points, what the infotainment system does and how it works and how it feels and how the buttons and switches feel and where they're located. Trays that are above the cubby hole that you can leave a phone on with ease or drop something, it just works. It's really clever. It is the first time I've had a car with a key in a very long time. None of the keyless go or fancy fobs to let yourself in and out by remote control. But in a small car like this, that's really not too much of a handicap. I was surprised how the retro didn't bother me at all. The car is a tiny little engine, 1 liter, 50 kilowatts, 99 newton meters. Let's not call this a performance car, but it is a good city car. Claimed fuel consumption, 5.7 liters per 100 kilometers. And you know what? That's what I was seeing through the test. I'm pretty impressed with that. More impressive is a 5-year, 150-kilometer, 1-year service warranty with 7 years of roadside assistance. That's quite an unusual feature. The car to drive, surprisingly good with NVH. It's comfortable. It's not noisy. It's not buzzy. It's well put together. I don't know how well it will age, but the car that I was driving had been through a number of journalists, and usually squeaks and rattles, if they're going to be evident, would be evident after a bunch of us have had at them, and it was great that well. Surprisingly roomy feeling. For such a small car, there's a lot of headroom, there's a lot of legroom. It doesn't feel cramped at all. They talk about making a taller structure, and I think they've created that without it feeling tippy or weird. A good little car. None of the niceties that you'd have with rear park distance control or anything like that, but with such a small car, not too much of a bother, although the rear sill can be a little bit high to see behind. But again, with the dimensions of the car, not too bad. You don't need to get that close to anything behind you. And another surprising feature of the car was the infotainment. I commented on earlier how good the touch of it is, but they put things like Apple CarPlay and Google Car in, and it works, and it's really well executed. Other makers, watch what is going on here. If this is the way it should be done in the lower price ranges, just stuff that works. Nothing fancy, just really good, easy to use. And for around 160,000 Rand, I cannot recommend the vehicle enough. That's it for me with the Hyundai Atos, and it's goodbye for this week from David Dondi. And if you've got questions, want to find out more about something, as always, david@fmr.co.za or www.fmr.co.za for the podcast. Chat next week. FM.